Welcome to the Happiness First Radio Show, where you learn to consciously create the life you want. Your host, Lorraine Gordon, an expert in law of attraction and present moment awareness, along with her expert guests, give you the tools you need to focus your attention and thoughts to create your best life. And now, here's your host, Lorraine Gordon.
Welcome to Your Happiness Way Radio with me, your online host and coach, Lorraine Gordon. And if you're a regular listener, then you know that the information and the guests that I bring you is to help you create a happier and a more love-filled life, a more abundant life in every way, including material goodies. And if you're a listener, you know that I do love my material goodies. I've had a lot. And I've had a little, and strangely enough, I was no happier with a lot than I was with a little. And that's why I came up with happiness first, riches will follow. I know that your time is valuable, and I thank you for spending it with me and the expert guests that I bring you. Today, my guests and I are going to be talking about the importance of releasing anger and forgiving. Releasing that deep down anger that spoils your life. It's like a dark cloud that hovers over everything that you do. And once released, you can experience the life that you deserve. A happy life and a fulfilled life. And with that, I'm excited to bring you an expert in the field of EFT, which means emotional freedom technique. You may have heard of this as tapping. Janine Crombie is an international EFT authority and trainer, and she's helped thousands of people worldwide with releasing their emotional pain so that they can experience emotional freedom. And she's trained and mentored thousands of pros in North America and Europe, allowing them to be proficient in the technique. Women come to Janine when they want to have it all. They want freedom. They want time. They want health, and they want a life of authentic vision, and they're sick of struggling so hard. Today, Janine and I are going to talk about releasing that deep anger. If this describes you or someone that you know, listen up. Hello, Janine.
Hello, Lorraine.
How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I very much appreciate it. And so excited to be here with you today.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you, and I love your accent. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I know that you live in Belgium now. To me, it sounds like a French accent.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It's a little bit French. You're correct. Yes, that's true.
And so were you born and raised in Belgium?
Yes, but Belgium has also the French language and the Flemish language.
Right.
So how come? Yes.
I see. So why don't you explain to us a little bit about what EFT or emotional freedom technique actually is?
Yes, I would be happy to do that. So EFT or tapping is actually based on the ancient Eastern tradition of acupuncture, but we use our fingertips instead of needles to gently tap and stimulate certain meridian points in our body. And then we tune mentally and emotionally into a limiting belief, or we tune into anger like we are going to talk about today, and unforgiveness, or another emotion, or even an entire experience. And yeah. Tapping... Yeah.
This is interesting to me because as a coach, and I'm not an expert in EFT, but I have used it on myself and even my clients. And when I go into what many people think of as the negative words, the phrases that you use to tap into what you're trying to get rid of, this can kind of scare people. And then I tell them, no, we have to go there in order to release it. Is that kind of the way you explain it?
Yes, that's indeed right. You're so right about that. My clients ask me that also very often. Like, we're supposed to think positively. Why are we focusing initially on the negative? And I always tell my clients and my students, we focus on what is already in our bodies. Like, we bring up the anger, for example, or the unforgiveness that is already inside of our bodies, and we bring it up and out so that we can tap for it. Because actually, as you well know, we cannot release anything if we don't first accept that it's there and acknowledge that it's there.
This is so important, you know, exactly what you're describing, because I am doing a teleseminar this Friday with my private membership group on just that subject. And we'll be discussing that common belief that people learn when they hear about the law of attraction. They think, I can't have a negative thought, but that is unrealistic. Who can possibly not have a negative thought? I mean, you have to notice and acknowledge them, right?
Yes, indeed. And also, in addition to that, you're so right about that. And in addition to that, people sometimes forget that actually our negative thoughts, or better even, our negative programming or our old programming, old beliefs, that they reside in our subconscious and in our body and in our cellular memory. Mm. And that's where all these old things are basically percolating. And if we try them with our mind, with our conscious mind, which is, as you know, only 5% of the whole package, if with that conscious mind we think positive thoughts, it's basically like a smear on top of a big container, and it's not going to do very much.
You know, I hear you loud and clear. The way I describe it is it's like trying to put fresh paint on top of old, rusty, peeled paint. It's not going to stick. You first have to clean it up.
Yes, yes. And also with EFT, it's like we first erase old beliefs. It's like basically the delete button on a computer. EFT works like the delete button on a computer, and it erases the old programs that are stored in our bodies. And then when we have made space in our bodies, then afterwards we can put into our body positive beliefs and affirmations. And we use then also, this is very important, we use then EFT and the tapping, the mind-body technique, the tapping, to tap into our subconscious all these wonderful positive affirmations and new beliefs that we want to experience.
And you're basically saying it's like, for example, let's say you have an infection, like say you have a boil or something on your arm. You can't just stick a Band-Aid on it and expect it to cure itself. It's not going to work. You're saying we have to first lance it and drain it and clean it out, and then we put the ointment that's going to heal it, and then put the band, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed. It's first erase and then replace. That is basically...
I like that. Erase and then replace. Cool.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Now, how long does it take to erase and then replace?
Well, that completely depends on the topic and on the person. And if there is only one layer to the issue, like in our case of anger and unforgiveness, for example, there are usually layers upon layers upon layers.
Right.
Especially if we have been on this wonderful earth for quite some time, then all of us, we have built up some anger and unforgiveness. That's part of it. So therefore, it takes a little bit of work to be consistent and persistent. And yes, EFT works way much faster than any other healing modality I have known and that I have learned over my life, during the course of my life. But still, we need to use it consistently and persistent for a certain period of time to really do a deep cleaning.
I get it. So you're saying, you just said that this works better than anything you've ever found before. Did you seek out many other modalities before you got into EFT?
Yes, and I also am very open to still learn lots of healing modalities, because they give the foundation of a wide experience and to develop my own energy and wholly and completely, one step at a time. However, I always tell my clients and my students, the day I find something that works better, faster, even easier, and even more effective than EFT, I right away will switch to it. But in the last 13 years, I haven't found anything yet that works better than EFT, because I'm actually not attached to EFT. I'm just using it because with my clients and with my students, because it's so effective.
I hear you. So it's the tool, it's your best tool in your toolbox right now, but if something newer comes along that's better, you'll switch.
Yes.
I like that. Let's talk for a moment about how anger affects your life and the results of feeling that deep down anger that we don't release.
Yes. Well, anger, there are lots of aspects to anger, but what actually anger the most does do the most, it depletes our immune system. It's really toxic for our health, because in my experience, I, for example, work also a lot with people who have cancer and who come to me for their emotional issues.
Do you?
Yes. Because what I have experienced over all these years with hundreds of cancer patients only, is that people who harbor long-standing anger and just can't get rid of it, you know what I mean? It's like over a period of 10 years, you don't get cancer from one negative thought or one time being angry. That's not what I'm talking about. But this long-standing, consistent, persistent anger at everything and everybody, and being not content and being always finding something, you know, those people, and not being able to get over certain traumas. And
So you're finding that is like a common thread with the people that come to you with a devastating illness like cancer?
Yes.
And so do they have to identify what they're angry at, or just that they're angry to use your technique?
Very good question. Indeed, generally, for example, tapping just on the anger will basically not do anything.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, they have to dig a little deeper then.
Yes. EFT works the best when we tap for very specific people, events, or circumstances, and one at a time. Basically, the smaller and the more specific piece we isolate to tap for, the higher our success rate.
How interesting. And see, I'm thinking a person is angry because her father molested her. Well, that's a huge thing. I mean, that's enormous. So what do you have to do? Go back to her feeling or seeing the situation or something like that?
Yes. Like, for example, it's actually funny. It's not funny, but it's significant that you pick that example.
Yeah.
Because, and thank you for bringing that up, because that might be very beneficial to some listeners who are with us today. And It's unbelievable how many people who have been molested in one way or another. It's so prevalent that I have developed a 20-page tapping procedure from all the different aspects that I need to go through with those people who have been victimized so deeply, to make sure that every aspect is covered. It's 20 pages long, all the items that we need to cover, or at least check if they're there, to be thoroughly and completely healed. And I must say again, and that brings us back to your earlier question that you asked, well, how long does it take before we get rid of something? In this particular case, it takes about 6 months to tap on every week. And I'm not saying that you have to tap every week with a practitioner. However, it's recommended in this case, but to make sure to tap consistent and persistent. This is so important. But if you think about it, 6 months is actually a drop in the bucket if you compare that some people have gone into therapy for 10, 15, or 20 years and had not any significant release yet.
So true. It's so true. It's an enormous, enormous cloud or pain body, I would call it. That must be released. And talk about anger. I mean, what could make a person feel angrier than being victimized by someone they trusted? That must bring about a lot of anger. Have you noticed that?
Yes, a tremendous anger. And in addition to that, you know what's even more toxic? Is the cross-wiring in the body between love and abuse.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell us about that.
Yes, because for those people, it's so confusing that something that is so bad, quote, so bad, that is so bad, can, quote, feel good sometimes. You know what I mean? Because people who have been molested, they are usually... the majority of those people have not been really beaten up. It's like a gentle, soft poison in a way.
Oh, interesting. So, of course, especially to a child, it would be incredibly confusing.
Yeah, because it's like it felt good. And actually, subconsciously, even children feel something is not right.
Uh-huh. They know it. They know it. Something is wrong.
Yeah,
that must be very sad working with a lot. It sounds like you've worked a lot with a lot of these people.
Yeah, it's sad on one hand, and you're completely right about that. But on the other hand, it's also enormously satisfying that these people, after a few months, that they gain complete emotional freedom.
Wow.
And that is very, very satisfying.
Hey? Oh, I'm sure it must be. I'm sure it sounds like this is your reason for living. I mean, not just that case, but basically freeing people from their emotional baggage.
Yes. That's indeed, you're so right about that. Even though we didn't talk about this before, it's indeed, that's my big mission and passion in life, to diminish emotional pain on this earth.
I understand that so completely because I too have a mission and it's very similar, although my technique is different. Now, I know that for me, one of the reasons I developed that mission is because of my past pain. And it wasn't necessarily sexual, but it was past abuse and a rather unsafe upbringing. Do you too share a similar story of unhappiness as a child that caused you to do this, to become a seeker?
Yes. And I always tell that to my clients and my students. I say them, I recognize myself, each and every client of mine. And what I mean by that is maybe my story was not exactly the same. However, the pain and the trauma and whatever was behind it was the same. You know what I mean?
Of course, because pain is pain. Pain yeah. is pain, especially if it starts early on. So what can we actually use EFT for besides anger, or we've been talking about sexual abuse and cancer? What else can we use it for? I mean, can it be used for habits?
Pardon me, for what?
Bad habits.
Oh, yes. Like procrastination, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. So that's a very good one. And also for money and money blocks and creating abundance.
Interesting. That's so interesting. I didn't know you could use EFT for those things.
Yes, it's the same, like not, and especially for women, because that's the people that I work the most with are women. And especially for us as women, in order to deserve money and deserve more money, it is so tightly related to our self-confidence, our self-esteem, and our self-worth.
How many times have you found when a woman comes to you, she doesn't realize that she has those beliefs or thoughts? As a matter of fact, she may believe that she doesn't, but you find out somehow that they're there.
Yes. Once you have a little conversation, and also as an EFT practitioner, it's also good that you develop a little bit your detective skills.
You know? Well, sure, and I guess, you know, time and practice with other people would certainly give you a lot to draw from, and you see the signs, right?
Yes, and also we are also all much more alike at the end of the day than that we are different.
Isn't that interesting when you see that, when you find that out?
Yes. And so therefore, we all have kind of similar patterns. And usually, the more we value ourselves, the more we can draw easily to us all the money that we deserve.
You know, it's so funny because as you speak, I could see that we could go in about 15 different directions with every one of your sentences. It's so compelling and interesting. I mean, when we talk about anger and the fact that anger or unforgiveness actually keeps us from fulfilling perhaps our roles here, our purpose here on life, and certainly our enjoying our abundance.
Yes. And also you touched here on unforgiveness, and unforgiveness carries with it such an intense energy. It's unbelievable. And usually to the degree that we haven't forgiven ourselves, it's so hard to attract true abundance on a consistent basis, because start and stop, or when we get it, we don't keep it. It's like we have leaky holes in our money container, and then some people can really are very good attractors of money and money makers, but other people are not good money keepers.
Interesting.
Or money managers.
Okay. So do you think that part of what comes up is, okay, they understand the way to attract, but then the undeserving part comes up?
Yes.
And then they lose what they've attracted.
Yeah, and then they repel the money. It's like, okay, I get it, but now what do I do with it? And then there comes up an unconscious, and that's not conscious. What we talk about is all subconscious and unconscious,
right,
of course. There comes an anxiety and a stress, like, ooh, now I have all this money. What do I do with it?
And then the fear. Fear sets in. Oh my God! What am I? How am I going to explain it to people? And how am I going to spend it? How am I going to protect it? And maybe I'll lose it. Right?
Exactly. And that are all such a wonderful tapping issues, because since EFT, as you know, works on the subconscious and on the subconscious programming, and that is why it's so important to use EFT as we increase our level of abundance and our receiving level for abundance.
I want to talk more about receiving level, because that's something all of my listeners are interested in, because my main topic is how to manifest and how to attract. And so let's get back with that after just a moment and a word from my sponsors.
Have you ever imagined a life without worries, fears, and problems? What if I told you that you no longer had to live like that? Changes are possible for you through my teachings and affirmations, CDs, DVDs, and apps. Through our book, Peace in the Present Moment, Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie, and I can show you how living in the present moment will change your life. Visit my website, peaceinthepresentmoment.net, and get inspired on my Facebook page of over 73,000 likes.
The power of the I Am is yours at loaaffirmations.com, bringing you the very best in audio affirmations programs and introducing our newest title, I Am Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy. All of the loaaffirmations.com programs are MP3 instant downloads and come with multiple audio and subliminal tracks. Order yours today at loaaffirmations.com.
Okay, back again with EFT expert Janine Crombie. Janine, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. It's been a pleasure.
You really do have a lot of interesting information that you're bringing us about this tapping technique. And earlier in the program, you mentioned that it was sort of like Chinese acupuncture, or I guess it's also like acupressure, isn't it? Because it's a pressure rather than a puncture.
Yes, we actually tap gently with the fingertips on various meridian points while we are tuned into a specific issue that we want to get rid of.
You know, earlier in the program, you mentioned that some things must be tapped once a week, but I thought really you had to tap a few times a day. Is that not true?
Yes, yes. What I meant earlier, that was that people can tap and have a session once a week with a practitioner, but indeed, like you say, it's best to tap every day because the more we tap, the faster we get results.
Okay, and so for a session with a practitioner may take 15 or 20 minutes for the actual tapping part, right?
It depends on the style of the practitioner, because in my case, I can only talk about me at this point, at this moment. For me, I tap with my clients, sessions are 60 minutes, and I tap with my clients for 55 minutes, and we only talk for 5 minutes.
Okay, so 5 minutes is the tapping. And
No. 5 minutes talking and 55 minutes tapping.
Okay, so that is a lot of time for a person to do on their own. How much time do you give them a tapping technique that they can use during the week when they're not with you?
Yes, I give tapping homework. I create this prescriptions with them, and then they can tap on that by themselves at home. It's like a doctor gives a prescription of medicine, and I give a prescription of tapping phrases.
And how long does their daily tapping routine take?
I usually recommend, depending on how much time they have, between 20 and 40 minutes.
And how many times a day?
Once a day.
Once a day, okay.
Minutes, yes.
Okay, so because I have certainly talked to other people that do this, and some of them say do it 3 times a day, but or 4 times a day, but that's just a quick little tap, 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 you know.
Yeah, and also I usually customize it how long and how much, because it depends on the style of the person. Some people say, I want to tap, for example, for 40 or 50 minutes, one time a day, and get it over with.
Oh.
And people say, no, I like more, 4 times, 10 minutes a day.
I see.
It depends on the nature of the client.
Got it. It's like the person that wants to go to the gym and work out like a, you know, maniac for 60 minutes versus the person that wants to take a walk in the morning and play tennis in the afternoon and then maybe take a stroll after dinner, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, yes, yes. It depends on your personality, basically.
Now, is there a connection between younger people wanting to go at it harder and heavier than people who are a little bit older?
Well, honestly, it actually depends a little bit on the desire.
Ah.
On the desire to get rid of their emotional pain.
So you're talking about how bad does it hurt, basically?
Yes, and how big is the desire to get rid of it?
Okay, so in other words, some people can be hurting very badly, but they don't care to get rid of it?
Exactly, exactly. Some people like their pain. At some level, they have hidden benefits or secondary benefits. You probably have heard that already, hey?
Of course. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to someone yesterday who was talking about a person that is dependent on them. And this person that is dependent on them continues to get some kind of a little illness or sickness or injury every time it's time for independence. And so that works for both of them, obviously. But the point is that person is enjoying their illness because the benefit is they continue to be dependent.
Exactly. Very well said. Exactly. That's what I mean. Yes.
But the point is, not too many people are willing to recognize that about themselves. I mean, by the time someone gets to you, they obviously must have some honesty and some self-reflection going on. Is that not true?
Yes, exactly, exactly, yes. And that's how come that also in my case, for example, I never will go out to somebody in a meeting or so and tell them, you should get some tapping down here, because it ties in also what you say with the law of attraction. It's like you attract the people to you who are ready to heal themselves.
Exactly.
And have this natural desire to heal. They don't need to know how, and they don't need to know what to do. That's my job. They only need one requirement, and that is the desire to get rid of their problem.
So that means that when a person has the desire and you give them the prescription, they demonstrate that desire by actually following through and doing the homework, right?
Yes, yes. And also during our 1 hour session together with the person, we tap also during 55 minutes together, the person and myself together, to release their main big core issues.
Okay, so are you able to get to that? I mean, like you said, that can take up to 6 months with
yes,
a person with some deep, deep problems.
Yeah, it's one layer after another. Yes.
So let's talk about the person with the gambling problem or the alcohol problem or the cigarette smoking problem. Aren't those situations as well tied to other deeper seated angers or traumas or emotions that they may not be aware of?
Yes, 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 indeed. You're so right about that. And they all have everything what you just listed. They all have a common denominator and a common way, a similar way how they get treated, with EFT. And taking a little sip here, and the main thing is, that the principle is we don't take away their addiction first.
Ah, that's interesting. So what?
Yeah.
So a person comes to you and they say, okay, I've been smoking for 20 years and my husband can't stand it, my kids can't stand it, I'm afraid I'm going to get sick, help me. What do you do first?
Yes, the first thing that we don't do is take away the cigarettes.
Ah, okay, that's good, because you'd scare them to death.
Yes, yes, yes. And also because the cigarettes are their way of self-soothing and self-calming themselves from all the intense emotions that they want to keep deep down in their body and that they want to prevent from bubbling to the surface. So therefore, I always go first to the underlying deep issues, one step at a time, to clear those out first. And then as a side effect, the smoking start to diminish or completely disappear as a side effect of the treatment of the EFT tapping.
So in other words, you said you have to have good detective skills. So how would you know if someone came to you with nicotine-stained fingers and a hoarse voice and they really want to get rid of smoking, how would you know where to go to start undoing the layers of pain and trauma?
Yes, yes. Very good question. Very good question. I have several ways to go about that. And one of the ways to start is to ask the person what one specific thing would you like to change in your life right now? And if you would get rid of that one thing or one person sometimes or one situation.
Right, that's interesting.
It goes about the emotional thing behind it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything in your life would become so much better. Imagine if that one specific thing could be changed magically.
But
right?
But they think it's smoking, so they say smoking, and then you've got to figure out it's really not smoking, it's something else. So how do you ask that question?
Yes, yes, I ask it that way, but I say I first explain that there is reasons behind the smoking, right? And then I say, what would be one of these main reasons? One of the main reasons is a specific person, specific event, or specific situation. And if that doesn't click, usually it clicks though, but if it does, if it doesn't click through or sounds right for them, then I say, if I would be able to wave a magic wand, what specific, and you hear the word comes back every time, is specific. That's
uh-huh.
the word I use all the time. That's key with EFT. What specific person, event, or situation, if you would be able to live your life all over again, what of those three ones, the person, the situation, or the event, would you rather like to skip this time? If you would have the ability to come back.
Oh, it would be like erasing some little blips in time, sort of erasing these little scenarios. So what if they say something like, well, my mother smoked and my father smoked, and maybe if they didn't smoke, I wouldn't smoke. I mean, what do you do about that? That's a lifelong, you know, vision of seeing people, you know, smelling and seeing and people satisfying themselves with cigarettes. And so monkey see, monkey do.
Yes, yes, yes. And then I would say, so that means that this person, in this particular case that you are describing, that they are blaming this other person and not taking responsibility for themselves, right?
That's the bottom line here, yeah.
Yeah, and so, for example, in that case, I would start tapping on a tapping scenario like, even though it's not my fault that I'm smoking and I blame my mother, I am still a good person, something along those lines. We always start with EFT where the person is at. Like, for example, in the case that you just brought up, that person is in judgment and in blame. So then we first address about the client the judgment and the blame, and I don't want to change it, and I refuse to change it, and it's not my fault, and I don't know where to start, and I don't want to do it, and I'm scared to do it, and all these things, we bring that all up and out with EFT.
Interesting. So you're dealing with resentment and anger and a feeling of being a victim and not taking responsibility. I mean, all of those things are paramount to using the law of attraction successfully. You have to take responsibility for what comes into your life, even if the event that happened was when you were a kid. I mean, it happened. It happens to everybody. Something or some one thing or another, right?
Yes, indeed. And it also, when things happen to us as children, it's definitely not our fault. However, now today as adults, it's our responsibility to clean it up.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so interesting because we want to take responsibility, but not necessarily blame ourselves.
No, because as children, we don't have a choice. We can not, as a child from 9 years old, for example, we cannot pack our bags and leave. We have to stay home because
it's our safety.
Shelter, right?
Of course. Yeah, it's absolutely true. And so speaking about packing your bags and leaving, what is the common denominator of childhood problems in your clients?
Well, we mentioned already a couple of them. Childhood abuse is big.
You're talking about abuse or specifically sexual abuse?
Sexual abuse, physical abuse, that is very big. And also another way of abuse that is more sneaky, let us say, and that's not so obvious, but that is also a very big one, that is when if we are children, and we feel that in some way, shape, or form, we have to parent our parents.
Okay, so the parent is needy, and the child has to be the one, the caregiver, in a way that is not obvious.
Yes, and that is such an early betrayal. If we have to parent our parents, then we feel so cheated out basically of our childhood because we never could play or be carefree or be like other children because we felt this big burden on our shoulders of being the parent and taking care, and other children could go out and have fun and play. And that is also a big form of abuse, basically, even though it's not so much talked about, but it's almost equally as damaging because it's so subtle, but very powerful.
Wow, that is really quite interesting. And so how many people come to you that are even aware that they had that as a child, that they were in some way responsible for their parents' happiness or well-being?
Well, I would say, because I work 90% of the time with women, hey? So I am very specialized in what goes on with women, basically, on the deep, private, intimate level. And I would say it's about 50% of the time.
That is interesting. I actually had no idea, but now that I'm thinking about it, it would be a very subtle thing. If the child comes home and mommy is unhappy, then it becomes the child's job to make mommy happy, right?
Yeah, and also if the parents fight, and then they have to keep the parents separate, like, or come in between to harmonize one way or another, or the child is the confidant of one or the other parent. So that is big, huge responsibility.
Yeah, I can see that. And again, it is something that often the child or even the adult child would not fully recognize that was sort of the beginning.
Yes, because they were not beaten up. They didn't have the obvious signs, the outwardly signs, but they have the inner scars, and that's way harder to see if you have to look at yourself, because as you know, we all have a blind spot for ourselves, hey? So therefore, it's so hard to recognize that, but when you can bring that up and then tap on all of this and get it acknowledged and get it from the dark, basically lifted up into the light and be able to tap on it, that is a huge liberation for people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to just let the listeners know that they can find out more about you on your website, which is EFTforLife.com. EFTforLife.com. And for those of you that may not be in a place to remember that, you can always go to the listening page, wherever you're listening to this show, and I'll have a link so that you can find Jeannine's website. And also, she's offering you a free gift, and it is an EFT tap-along video that she has personally created on how to receive more as a woman. So this is for my female listeners, and you can also receive that link on the listening page. So you can tap in and go ahead and get her download, and I'm assuming it's an MP3, right, Jeannine?
It's actually a video. It's a real video where I tap a live session, unrehearsed, completely natural, on video with a client, and we tap on a real issue on how to receive more money and how to, and people can use it also if they want to get a pay raise at work, women who want to receive a pay raise at work, or women who want to increase their fees in their business, for example, and really clear out the issues of not deserving and feeling at the end how I can really deserve more. And people can borrow benefits by tapping along. It's a real real lifetime transformation, basically.
And so my listeners that can go ahead and get this video for free, just you can find the link on the page that you're using to listen. It could be on Blog Talk, and it could be on iTunes or Stitcher or one of 20 other stations. You can find that link and get Jeannine's video so that you too can learn how to tap along and release the hidden blocks that might be keeping you from achieving all that you want, all the abundance that you want, the raises, the money, the success. And I would assume it's going to be a very similar technique to attracting love and all kinds of abundance, right?
Yes, yes. And I have a very specific link just created for your listeners for this video.
And I want to ask you, do you have anything to leave the listeners with? Any pearls of wisdom that you want them to remember?
Yes, the main thing that I would like to tell your listeners, and especially your women listeners, is to remember that you can have it all as a woman, mm-hmm. and that you don't have to pay a price for it that you are not willing to pay. That we as women, we have come in a new era where we can have it all. And that is the most beautiful thing that I feel I can give you.
Well, thank you so much. That should help boost a lot of people's confidence to realize I'm not the only person that says that. Thank you so much for being my guest today, Jeannine. I truly appreciate you and the knowledge and the expertise you've brought to this program. And I will, maybe we can even do this again sometime in the near future, because I know you've got a lot more to say.
Yes, yes, definitely. And it's been such a pleasure, Lorraine, to be here on the show with you. And I very much appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And it's been my pleasure, too. And for the rest of you, for all my listeners out there, I know that you want to be happy and enjoy peace of mind. Of course you do. And I promise you, just as Jeannine said, you can be happy and you can begin to enjoy all of the things that you want in this life. You deserve it. You deserve to feel confident and secure and happy. And you've gotten a lot of really valuable information on my shows that will help you make your happiness practices simple. But to make these practices stick and to make them work for you, a calm and peaceful mind is really important. And that's why I'm giving you a free guided meditation that will bring you into that place of peaceful clarity. And that's the place you need to be so that you can choose happiness and you get off of that hamster wheel. You see, a quiet and peaceful mind has access to higher wisdom and to inspiration. So go ahead and click on the link that says Lorraine's Gifts, or you can subscribe at my website, which is lorrainegordon.com. Even if you spell it wrong, you will be directed to LorraineGordon.com. And it's important to fill your days up with uplifting and inspirational information. This is how you have a great and happy life. When you subscribe, you're going to also begin to get something called Successful Sunday Starts, which is inspiration to start your week off right. And to add to others' happiness, go ahead, make a comment under the show. This is good for other people. You never know what your comment can do to cause them to listen to something that may change their life. I want to thank you for helping to make my program in the top 10% of its genre. This is Lorraine Gordon. I'm your online coach. I see you having your best life, and you need to see it too, and make it a reality. And I'll be back with you next week, same time, same place. Namaste, and bye for now.
You've been listening to Happiness First, The Rest Will Follow, with Lorraine Gordon. Because I'm happy. She'll be back next week with another great show. And to learn more about Happiness First, visit LorraineGordon.com. That's LorraineGordon.com. Be sure to subscribe and receive some fantastic free gifts. Lorraine wants to bring you more of what you want, so please make a comment on the show page here. Or you can email her at Lorraine@LorraineGordon.com. And thank you for listening.